these levels of oppression, of violating the rights of Allah and the rights of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are three levels, which are the highest level, violating the right of Allah, which is kufr and shirk, violating the right of another human being, the worst of that being murder, and violating any oppressing your own self, and the worst of that being homosexuality and fornication. Homosexuality and fornication, the likes of these affairs. But these layers of dhulm, these layers of dhulumat, of darkness and oppression and violation of the rights of Allah and the creation, so on and so forth, that the more you have of shirk in a society, the more you will have of murder and homosexuality and halu majarrah, so on and so forth, and adultery, fornication to the end of it, bestiality, child molestation to the end of it, especially in a society where you have the widespread use of intoxicants and the widespread promotion of disgusting music like we have today. These are three things that are inseparably connected to one another: music, intoxicants, and adultery, fornication, homosexuality, the likes. And they are all geared in the same direction, and they are all very lucrative industries today. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect us and our families from these khaba'ith, and from these filthy affairs. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that these sins, any of adultery, fornication, homosexuality, the likes, any, it is that which leads a person, or it is that which is any heavier in filth than other sins. And it can lead a person to any the worst form of oppression, which is to violate the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a person to oppress himself by making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, for verily, being infatuated with images that are forbidden is a type of worship of these images. And what he means by a suwar here, and he is in madahir, and he the appearances of things. And this is at a time where there wasn't YouTube, and there wasn't cable, and there wasn't any cinema, and there wasn't any. Ibn Qayyim, he wrote extensively in his writings, and he wrote even in this book many, many pages about the connection between being infatuated with images and shirk. Infatuated with images and shirk. Today they have studied, and he has a science, going back to the 1920s. They studied what they called film theory. And film theory was based upon a concept that was called infantile object elation. Infantile object elation, any fetishism, any person, and you looked at the different fetishes of people, any things that captivated their imagination. And they wanted to communicate with people without language. They tried to keep as much meaningful language as they could out of their shows and their movies and so on and so forth. And initially they had the black and white films without any type of audio to them, the likes of these things. And they learned the art of what was called the close-up. Close-up. It's called infantile object elation, where you flash something in a person's face. And they saw that children, that infants, at just a couple months old, if danger is presented to them, that they can't take their eyes off of it. That's why you could be sitting somewhere. You could be sitting in a coffee shop. You could be sitting in a restaurant. And you don't have a television in your home. But something flashes on the television. They have televisions everywhere, right? Something flashes on a television in a store or in a restaurant or something like that. And all of a sudden, you're glued to it. And everybody sitting with you is glued to it. And the conversation becomes, you know, look at the tragedy of today. The train derailed. The lady killed her kids and threw them in the river. The news is very depressing. The people that are inundated with images that they can't. So these are two things. They're lust and things that are dangerous. People can't take their eyes off of danger, and they can't take their eyes off their lust and their desires. So they're inundated with these images, right? Of murder and mayhem on one hand, and of any desires and lust and voluptuous women and the likes of these affairs on the other hand. And the people, they're just inundated with these images. So it's very dangerous. It's very, very dangerous. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, عِشْقُ الصُّوَرْ الْمُحَرَّمَةِ. He said that a person being infatuated with forbidden images is a type of ta'abbud, is a type of worship. It is a type of worship. Why? Because worship is the highest level of what? And the highest level of what? Love. Highest level of love and the highest level of? Reverence and veneration. The highest level of love, the highest level of veneration. Right? So a person, they love what they are watching. Right? A person, they're captivated, they're obsessed with what they're watching. And a person at the same time, they are what? They venerate, they hold something in high esteem. So they have celebrities, the stars, idols. Look at the words that they use. Celebrities, from the word?
Celebrate.
Celebrated individuals. These are the people that we should celebrate their lives. Right? Their lives are to be celebrated. Your athletes and your musicians and your actors and so on and so forth. These are the celebrated people in the society. They make more money than the president. Right? They make more money than prime ministers and CEOs and so on and so forth. These people make hand over fist type money. Right? They're celebrated people. They're what? They're idols. That's enough, right? A person is a sonam. A person is an idol. And that's what they want. They want the person to be worshipped. They want the person to be worshipped. They want these people. They want to give you your heroes. They want to give you the people that you emulate so that they could change your values, change your beliefs, the likes of these affairs. Without a doubt, this is something that is planned. And so this is something that, is a type of worship of these affairs. It's a type of worship of these affairs and these images and so on and so forth. But rather it is from the highest levels of ta'abbud, of worship. ولا سيما إذا استولى على القلب وتمكن منه صار تتيما. He said, especially when they conquer the heart and get control of the heart. So a person, they're obsessed with something, they're thinking about it all the time. They never get it off their mind. They go, they work a 9 to 5, they get off of work, or they work the late shift, and the first thing they want to do as soon as they get off work is they want to go into an alpha state. They just want to just. So they go to their what they call it, TiVo, the DVR, and they go watch every show that they miss. That's all that they thought about. It's all they talk about. Right? You ever work with the kuffar? You see the kuffar, it's all they talk about. It's music and TV and just stupidity. They don't have an ounce of intelligence. A guy could have a doctorate degree. A guy could have a master's, a double master's. Right? But he's talking about things that are just childish, the likes of these affairs. So you find that these affairs, that they conquer the heart of a person, he becomes obsessed with them. He says, especially when they become tatayyuman. He said a tatayyum is the highest level of love, which is a ta'abbud, which means a ta'abbud, worship. He says, so the person who is infatuated may become a worshiper, a slave of that which he is in love with. That which he is in love with. He worships the ground that she walks on. وَكَثِيرًا مَيَغْلِبُ حُبُّهُ وَذِكْرُهُ وَشَوْقُ إِلَيْهِ والسعي في مرضاته وإثار محابه على حب الله وذكره والسعي في مرضاته بل كثيرا ما يذهب ذلك من قلب العاشق بالكلية. He says, and it is frequently the case, that the love that a person has for what they are obsessed with, and how much they remember that which they are obsessed with, and how anxious they are to be in the presence of that which they are obsessed with, and how much they work to earn the pleasure of the ones that they are obsessed with, and to prefer that which is loved and liked to those people that they are obsessed with. It overcomes the love that they have for Allah, the remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, their striving to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He said, and even much rather, often it is a case that the entirety of the love of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, and striving to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala departs entirely from the heart of the person who is ashiq, the person who is obsessed. As they said about music, the music, it plants nifaq in the heart like grass grows, like water grows grass. Music, it plants nifaq in the heart. And they called music al-ghina, just the singing without the musical instruments, just the singing with about things that are harmful and hated to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, without even the accompaniment of musical instruments, right? So what about when you have the instruments and the likes of these affairs? It was called the Qur'an of Shaytan. And then the Qur'an of Ar-Rahman and the Qur'an of the Shaytan cannot exist in the same heart of the same person at the same time. One is going to force the other out. So if a person has a love of munkar and a dislike of ma'aruf, then that which he has of the religion, from the core of the religion, is going to be forced out more and more and more, to the point that he says that a person's obsession with the likes of these affairs may remove the love of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, and the striving to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from the heart of the person entirely, making him a kafir. If it's gone entirely, a person, he doesn't care anymore. Does Allah love him? He doesn't think about his love of Allah. He doesn't at all remember Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And he pleasing Allah is not a thing that's any part of his life. He doesn't care. There's no doubt that the person who is like that is not a Muslim. وَيَصِيرُ مُتَعَلِّقًا بِمَعْشُوقِهِ مِنَ الصُّوَرِ كَمَا هُوَ مُشَاهَدٍ. He said, and the person, he becomes inseparably attached to that which he is infatuated with of these images and the appearances of that which he's infatuated with, as is witnessed. فَيَصِيرُ مَعْشُوقُهُ وَإِلَهُهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. To the point that that which he is obsessed with becomes his deity that he worships besides Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. يُقَدِّمْ رَضَاهُ وَحُبَّهُ عَلَى رَضَى اللَّهِ وَحُبِّهِ. I don't think there's any group of people in the world today who ascribe to Islam that need to hear these types of words from Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala more than Muslims living in the West, without a doubt. This is something that is tremendous. He says, to the point that the person will give precedence to the pleasure of what they are obsessed with and in love with over the pleasure of Allah, and their love over the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And they will draw near to them in a way that they do not draw near to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And they will spend to please them in a way that they will never spend to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَيَتَجَنَّبُوا مِنْ سَخَطِهِ مَا لَا يَتَجَنَّبُوا مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ. And they will try to avoid displeasing them in a way that they will never try to avoid displeasing Allah. فَيَصِيرُ آثَرَ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ حُبًّا وَخُضُوعًا وَذُلًّا وَسَمَعًا وَطَاعَةً. To the point that it becomes more preferred to him than his Lord, as regards his love, his humility, his subservience, his hearing and his obeying. وَلِهَذَا كَانَ الْعِشْقُ وَالشِّرْكُ مُتَلَازِمًا. For this reason we find in the book and the sunnah that al-ishq, that infatuation and shirk are inseparably connected to one another. وَإِنَّمَا حَكَى اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى الْعِشْقِ عَنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنْ قَوْمِ لُوطٍ وَعَنِ امْرَأَةِ الْعَزِيزِ وَكَانَتْ إِذْ ذَاكْ مُشْرِكَةً فَكُلَّمَا قَوِيَ شِرْكُ الْعَبْدِ بُلِيَ بِعِشْقِ الصُّوَرِ. He said that Allah only mentioned infatuation in the Quran as being a quality of the people of Lut, of the people of what is called Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities of the homosexuals that were destroyed by Allah. And as regards it being a quality of the wife of Al-Aziz, كانت إذاك مشركة, who at that time was a mushrika. He said that because it is believed by some of the scholars of Tafsir that she later accepted Islam, and Allah knows best. And to the point that some of them, they even said that even after the death of her husband, that it is said that she married Yusuf. And this is something that may, you may be able to say it is mustab'ad, and it is far-fetched, and Allah knows best, because it, and obviously you see from the nature of the woman that she had the qualities that she had, and to say that Allah would have gathered between her and a messenger of Allah is something that any one could say is kind of hard to believe. Ala kullin, Ibn Qayyim, he says, at that time she was a mushrika, because it was said by the scholars, as we know, that later she came to her senses and she accepted Islam, and they even say beyond that. فَكُلَّمَا قَوِيَ شِرْكُ الْعَبْدِ بُلِيَ بِعِشْقِ الصُّوَرِ. He says, so the more the shirk of a person is, the more they will be tested by being infatuated with images. Listen to this statement, which is a refutation of Yasir Qadi. وَكُلَّمَا قَوِيَ تَوْحِيدُهُ صُرِفَ ذَلِكَ عَنْهُ. And the stronger his tawheed becomes, the more adultery, fornication, homosexuality, and the lewd acts are averted away from him. They are distanced far away from him. Because the Hizbis of today, they say that look at the problems that our youth are going through. Look at the problems that our youth are going through. There's drugs, there's crime, there's women, there's this, there's that. You know, and we're just busying ourselves with talking about things like tawheed and the categories of tawheed and the likes of these things. We need to focus on what is more important. Well, we need to focus on what is more important. Allahu Akbar. And they say that these things are just, and they're just theology, they're just dogma. And they're just dogma. They're not really any the benchmark of religiosity. In the words of Yasir Qadi, they're not the benchmark of religiosity. There's not a fair of creed, except that it is directly connected to the behavior of a person. And that it is the most guaranteed thing to affect, benefit, and change in for the better in the behavior of a person. And there is nothing in creed that is more important than tawheed. And you can look in the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and you could think about almost any problem that is facing society, past, present, or in the future, that people will face, except that you can directly connect the solution to their problem to the Tawheed of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Without a doubt. If the Tawheed of Allah is the core of the religion, and knowing about Allah and His greatness and His perfection and His freedom of imperfection, that which causes a person to love Allah, venerate Allah, fear Allah, hope in the mercy of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, love what is with Allah more than anything in this world, the likes of those things, and without a doubt, the Tawheed of Allah is a solution for the problems of mankind. It's also like the statement of Shadid. Come on.